Hi there, and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm a habit change coach, a holistic therapist, and the host of this podcast show. We are all about turning around habits that create problems for yourself and others. And that includes the habit of trying to change someone else who has a problem habit. So this show has something to offer, no matter where you are in your journey. Maybe you're not sure where to start or what course to take. Or maybe you've started making some progress and could use some support for staying on track. And the show is also for you if you care about somebody else whose habit is creating problems for you and for other people. And that's because Habits into Health is not about which habit is creating the problem. It's about what all habits have in common and the hidden habits, those ways that you engage in a repeating behavior that doesn't serve you. Habits into Health is a holistic perspective, and it's a way that helps you create a different future for yourself. In every episode, you'll have the opportunity to practice for yourself new attitudes and skills. I've learned them for myself, and I've been passing them on to my clients in my office for many years, and now in this podcast, I get to share them more widely with you. So here's today's topic. Every relationship has issues that come up. No two people are a perfect match. Today, we're going to start a mini-series about fair fighting. This is a subset of a topic we've been covering called keeping your own side of the street clean. And fair fighting is a healthy habit for relationships. But even if your other person won't participate, keeping your own side of the street clean is a really great skill to develop. Before we go there specifically, let's practice this episode's exercise because this will help you slow down and connect with yourself, which is very primary for learning how to keep your own side of the street clean. We do these practices in every episode, and it offers ways that you can step away from that busy, busy mind and slow down to connect with yourself through your life force, your body. That's the vessel that contains all the energy that you call you. And in Habits into Health, we say, let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. Because in this world, we tend to lead from our mind. So we start with an experiential exercise in this podcast, and it offers an opportunity to practice attuning to yourself in a sensory way. And this is something that's usually talked about abstractly, but really, connecting with yourself is literal. You do something in the muscular patterns that make up what you call you. And this results in an experience of yourself that is very personal. So let's take a few minutes to practice. In this moment, I invite you to simply press your lips together and be attentive to your felt sense of this. At its simplest level, do you feel the pressure? Now, you could tune into the simple contact between your lips, or you can also tune into the physical sensations behind your lips. So you could let your attention go to your teeth and inside your mouth. Feel the space inside your mouth, the placement of your tongue, for instance. You can also bring your attention to your jaw, even down into your throat, or up into your cheeks or around your eyes, just as you press your lips together. Now let's try something. Reduce this action of pressing your lips in half. So that means press your lips half as much as you were previously. And notice what happens as you do this. What are the physical sensations of this in your lips, as well as in the neighborhood? Your teeth, inside your mouth, your tongue, and let your attention also go to your jaw, down to your throat, and up into your face, your cheeks, around your eyes, even to your forehead. Okay, now reduce this level of pressing your lips in half again. What happens when you undo that. What physical sensations happen in your lips, in your face? What do you experience now? And you can also notice what happens in the neighborhood. The contact between your lips and your teeth, inside your mouth, your jaw, all around in your face, and anywhere else, by the way. Let's add something that can make this muscular action even more obvious. Place a hand over your mouth, if you're able to. Obviously, if you're driving a car right now, you wouldn't want to do that. But you can come back and listen later and follow this part of the exercise. Otherwise, just place a hand over your mouth very lightly, and now press your lips together. Does your hand feel the action of your lips? So from this place, tune into the physical sensations behind your lips. Notice what your hand notices. Be attentive to your teeth and inside your mouth. Feel that space inside your mouth. Notice the placement of your tongue, whether it's at the roof of your mouth or resting below or off to a side. And let your hand notice your jaw, your cheeks, and anything else. Now increase the pressure of your lips and let your hand be the part of you that notices what happens. How did you increase this pressure? Did you do it just with your lips, or was your jaw engaged? There's no right or wrong, there's only noticing what is. And when you increase the pressure of your lips, how does this extend into your cheeks? What is your hand experience here? And then decrease the pressure in half and notice what your hand tells you. Bring it down by half again. What have you done here? Following your own timing, continue to decrease the pressure of your lips, like one against the other, by half, and then by half again, until you're aware of only light contact between your lips. And then, as we bring this exercise to a close, just notice your general state. What is it that you're feeling now as a result of doing this exercise? Do you feel more alert? Do you feel more rested, more calm, more excited, more anxious or less anxious? Again, no right or wrong. There's only knowing, learning how you use yourself and what the effect of this is. And attuning to your sensory self can result in a change in emotion or pacing or attitude just by noticing. And as I've said before in previous podcasts, by doing this, you are practicing being in yourself and in the world at the same time. You don't have to separate yourself from the world in order to make self-contact. Okay, let's just take a deep breath. And I encourage you, you can play with this as we move along in this podcast or sometime during the week. And feel free to contact me at habitsintohealth.com. You can go to the contact page if you want to make a private comment, or you can just comment on the space underneath the podcast. Every comment is moderated. That reduces spam or irrelevant comments. So if you want to keep your comment just between you and me, let me know that and I won't post it publicly. And, you know, if this approach to self-knowing and personal change interests you, you can find out more. Just come to the website at habitsintohealth.com. You can click on the podcast menu. You can also find us at iTunes by searching for Habits Into Health. And if you like Habits Into Health on Facebook, you'll get notices when this podcast is posted. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and I host the show and all of the Habits Into Health programs. In this podcast, particularly, you get a little introduction to the Habits Into Health perspective. And if you want to take your habit change work to another level, then you come to the website, ask for my free self-assessment questionnaire to get you started. And if you want more personalized contact, you can go to habitsintohealth.com/get-support and submit an application for a complimentary 30-minute discovery session. I set aside time each month for some of these sessions, and application helps me know a little bit about you, and it guides me about whether I can be of service. If your application is accepted, I'll contact you within 3 business days, and we'll schedule our telephone time together. I do have some live events coming up in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm hosting a special retreat for women on Saturday, January the 11th, 2014. And on Tuesday, January 15th, I have a 1-hour retreat for men and women who want to experience these practices in person. On Saturday, February 22nd, I'll be sharing the stage with some dynamic professionals at a special Women's Empowerment Summit, where I'll be talking about the unique Habits into Health approach to habit change. And if you happen to be listening in after these dates, just come to the website, habitsintohealth.com. I keep everybody posted about my schedule. In the middle of January, by the way, January 2014, I'll have a new free ebook for you, and I'll keep you posted here as well. Okay, so let's talk about today's topic. This idea that I call keeping your side of the street clean is a really great relationship tool, and we've been talking about this for the last little bit. It gives you really great information about where you stand in any relationship with a lover or a spouse, parents, kids, other family members, even your boss or coworkers, and especially friends. And it's just a great skill to develop in dealing with other people. The truth is, differences come up in every relationship. The research is in, and there is no perfect match out there waiting for you. Many people you meet could be a good fit, but you'll still have differences. So you have a fight. A lot of people get caught up in what the fight was about. Well, you could spin around that all day. And that's what the research shows. The basic things people fight about, they pretty much continue to have differences over. Relationships that work aren't relationships in which you stop having differences. And the key is not really in how you handle those differences, although that's a part of it. The main key is how you handle yourself when those differences show up. Keeping your side of the street clean and fair fighting are somewhat related. You may have heard about fair fighting. You can find lots of things out there in the wired world about it. But keeping your side of the street clean is a commitment to yourself, whereas fair fighting is an agreement you make with another person that you'll follow certain guidelines when you have a disagreement. So I'm going to mention some basics about fair fighting, and we'll cover more in depth in future podcasts. I'm going to make a parallel between fair fighting and the meditation practices that Jon Kabat-Zinn teaches. Many people today know about Jon Kabat-Zinn. He wrote a terrific book called Wherever You Go, There You Are. And in this book, he says simply, with meditation, you pay attention on purpose, in the present moment, and non-judgmentally about whatever is coming up. Well, fair fighting is similar, only in this case, you and another person intentionally and openly agree with each other that you will, 1, be attentive to the dynamic of your relationship, 2, you'll stay in the present moment as you discuss your disagreements, and 3, you will be non-judgmental about yourself and toward each other. In keeping your side of the street clean, there's a little bit of a distinction. You make a commitment to yourself to follow fair fighting guidelines, even if you don't have an agreement with another person that's intentional. This becomes really important, especially when you have an agreement with another person to fight fair, but particularly if you don't have any kind of agreement, because you have no control over someone else. If in the moment they're not interested, willing or capable of fighting fair, or of keeping an agreement to fight fair. Keeping your side of the street clean means you fight fair even if the other person does not. So today we're going to get more specific about this first one, which is being attentive to the dynamics of your relationship, and we'll talk about staying in the present moment and being non-judgmental in future podcasts. Okay, in fair fighting, the two of you agree to stay awake to what's happening between you and to follow fair fighting guidelines for dealing with your differences. One of these guidelines is the agreement that if you get overheated, if either of you get overheated, instead of walking away or withdrawing into the silent treatment, shutting down, you will take a break in order to calm yourselves down, after which you'll return to discuss. And you also agree that you won't give any ultimatums or threaten to leave the relationship. You may end up deciding that the relationship isn't for you, but the middle of a fight is not the time for saying this. Now, when fair fighting works, you may end up agreeing to disagree. And guess what? There are things that your other person might agree to do, but in the heat of the moment, they won't follow through with it. That's where keeping your own side of the street clean comes in. And it might look like this, and I'm describing situations that I've been where I've been successful at this, and I'm also keeping in mind situations I've been in where I wasn't as successful as I would have liked. So the other person is inflamed, and you're not feeling very calm yourself. Well, you could call a timeout by stating that you're going to step away to calm down, and you'll be back. You might give a time frame. I'll be back in 20 minutes to check in. I need to take a break now. I'd like to talk about this tomorrow when I'm feeling calmer. Is that okay with you? So you communicate. You're keeping your side of the street clean. But let's say you don't feel wound up. Why not help the situation out by calling for a cooling off period? You can call a timeout and state that you want to talk about this later when they're ready to talk. You could also say you'll check in 20 minutes, an hour, even a day. I don't recommend much more than a couple of days. What if you can't leave a situation for some reason? I've been in that boat, and I'm sure you have as well. Well, you can use the practices that we do here in our exercise time to calm yourself down as best you can and be attentive to the dynamic in the moment while being very intentional to not add any flame to the other person's fire by interrupting or throwing anything back at them to make counterpoints or to defend yourself. I can tell you from my own experience that when another person is interested, willing, or able to fight fair, it makes all the difference in a relationship. But when they're not interested, they're unwilling or incapable of fighting fair, you deserve to feel good about how you handle the situation. Here's something you gain from keeping your side of the street clean. Many times, when differences surface between ourselves and another person, we often stop being attentive to the dynamics between us and focus more on what the other person is doing or saying, which pulls us into a trap of pushing back at them or defending ourselves. Fighting back will not help you feel good about yourself. Defending yourself will not help you feel good either. And neither will ignoring or running away. Even when another person is not friendly toward you, you can still be friendly toward yourself. And this will leave you feeling good about yourself, at least to some degree. I hope this gives you some possible action steps to consider if you're in a situation where there are disagreements. Happens a lot. Next time, we'll talk about that second parallel between fair fighting and meditation, where you stay in the present moment as you discuss your disagreements. For now, it's time to sign off. And if you have a habit that's creating problems for you, or if someone you know has a problem habit, then come to habitsintohealth.com. and request my free assessment questionnaire, which can help you clarify the issues you're dealing with. You can also find other podcasts, articles, and resources on the website. I always like to say, remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to HabitsIntoHealth.com, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling out of control over your unhealthy habits and wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you. I know you can stop feeling frustrated and worried about your self-defeating habits and start a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.